You're listening to the audio production of Learning to Disagree, The Surprising Path to Navigating Differences with Empathy and Respect by John Anazu, published by Zondervan and read by the author. Foreword read by Sarah Zimmerman. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains a reflection guide and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. To Caroline.
Forward. It is now almost a cliche to speak of America's increasing polarization. Multiple studies have shown that Americans have a growing disdain for those who differ from them politically and ideologically. A 2020 Brown University study found that the U.S. is polarizing faster and more intensely than other democratic nations. More and more, we deride our political, religious, and ideological opponents as dangerous or evil and retreat to digital foxholes, lobbing insults at the other side to the applause of those who already agree with us. In my work as a weekly opinion writer at the New York Times, it became clear that a significant number of people truly do divide the world neatly into good and bad, liberators and oppressors. They do not want people with beliefs they find abhorrent to exist in the public square. They feel the only way forward as a nation is to stamp out those with whom they disagree. Compromise and understanding, then, are often seen as weakness or lack of commitment to a cause or belief. But this is folly, and taken to its conclusion will inevitably lead to violence. We need a better way to live together amid irreconcilable views of God, truth, morality, and justice. There are also people, I believe many of us, who feel sorrow and worry over increased civic animosity, polarization, and heated rhetoric. We want a better way. Americans are increasingly lonely. We don't know our neighbors. Many of us are concerned about the future of our society. We want and desperately need help figuring out how to move forward and repair our fraying social fabric. We need guides to help us learn to nurture relationships and coalitions across differences, to practice civic grace. My friend John Anazu is such a guide. In this volume, he offers a way of being in the world, a way that takes convictions seriously and takes our differences seriously, but also makes space for humility, friendship, good humor, and curiosity. Amid the deep divisions in our world, what's clear is that it is not enough to merely extol the virtues of pluralism and loving our neighbors. We can't merely think our way to a better, healthier society, a society in which we know how to disagree well. Embracing convictions with both confidence and humility is a skill and a habit, a way of being that is practiced and grows over time. Learning to be a good neighbor, friend, and coworker across deep differences is often more like learning to walk than it is learning a creed. It is an embodied art of relating to others and to the world around us. It requires us to embrace empathy in practical ways, to allow others to have the last word, to show kindness to those who may not even like us, to seek and find our common humanity in the warp and woof of daily life. It is a practice, a craft, a dance, a vibe, a mode of living. We therefore must learn to practice civic virtues in our own context and everyday lives. Because of this, John doesn't just tell us that a convicted and kind pluralism is vital to the health of society. He brings us into the ordinary and mundane rhythms of his life as a legal scholar, a public thinker, a professor, a dad, a friend, a coworker, a church member, and a neighbor. In the granularity of these relationships and conversations, he shows how healthy disagreement is not only possible, but is in fact the very path to wisdom, virtue, and love. If my friend John has one gift, it is the gift of complexifying things we tend to make overly simple. As his buddy, this
Sample complete. Ready to continue?